ever had in your brain. Or could it be that what you need the most can leave you feeling just like a ghost? You never want to feel so sad and lost again. Might as well be turning the clock to see you, honey. I'll sell the stock, we'll spend all the money, we're starting up a brand new day.
You listen to Live with Rank, and in studio with me is John Michael Chambers, author of the new book, Trump and the Resurrection of America. And again, I want to repeat, it's not about Trump. It's why we got to someone like Trump, as John was explaining, and it is different. He is different. We have to all admit that. He conducts himself differently. He speaks from his heart or his mind, or some people would think neither sometimes. And why? Why have we gotten here, I guess, is part of the question. John's going to be speaking tomorrow night in Battle Creek, if you care to go see his speech and or speak with him, ask him some questions. He'll be at the Calhoun County Tea Party. I think it's at 6:30 tomorrow at the Cool Center in downtown Battle Creek. He's an author. He's a public speaker. He's going to explain about this, what he realized a long time ago. He is the shadow government, which now what we call the deep state, and how he feels that the election of President Trump and the fact that he has been, everybody's fighting against him, and they're just throwing everything they can at him to bring him down, is because of this bump in the road. You know, we saw it start with the European Union. Let's kind of all get together. And you know, so they'll mask it as an economic thing. And it's not to say that 80% of them may think it's an economic thing and it's a good thing. It's the group that's controlling it may be doing it for other reasons. Is that fair to say, John?
Absolutely. And
because I want people to realize, just because you may, these people believed in the European Union out there, many of them may have not even, may not know the true goal of the people who are attempting to do this. And again, we're speculating on what they say and what we see as their true goal also.
Yeah, I mean, I think Michael Savage, I think, defined a nation really well. He says a nation is defined by its borders, language, and culture. And the very concept of the European Union is the complete opposite of that.
Right. It gets rid of the borders, language, and culture. Yeah. And the next would be here. Well, why isn't North America and South America? Let's just make that America.
Correct.
Or what have you. And so on and so on. So in your book, Trump and the Resurrection of America, what are, if someone was to purchase it, what or come hear you speak or both tomorrow, what would they learn? Or what would you start stimulating them to think about?
My objective really with this book and my speech around this country right now is to strive to awaken, inspire, and motivate people. The book will awaken, the book will inspire even the most awakened reader. So it can take someone who's kind of new to these disruptive, uncomfortable truths and ease them into it, when at the same time it can go levels deep for those that are very well aware. There's over 200 footnotes and resources. Those that get the digital copy can just click and go to those sources. But it's to awaken people that all is not what we think it is. We've been trapped in a controlled false narrative matrix that has really taken this country into a very precarious and dangerous time in our country's history. And I want people to realize how severe that is and to become active. And there are, again, our specific things written here for President Trump and for Congress and for the average person, the average activist or person that cares in this country, things that they can actually do to participate in a positive and proactive way.
Now, you had told me during the break that you have a open letter, I think you
yes.
said, to, was it President Trump?
There's an open letter to President Trump.
And what are you asking of him in that? Or
well,
what are you telling
it's
him?
It's published actually in the book now, page 135 to 153, and It lists in paragraph form as well as in grid form of how to really seize control of the nation again, because we've lost so many of our freedoms and our civil liberties and our constitutional rights for a long time, certainly since 9/11 and certainly through the last 8 years of Barack Obama. And so there are very specific things in there about how to address the Federal Reserve, for example, how to seize control of the money supply, many, many, many different aspects, because we are fighting so many battles on so many fronts, and it's a little complex to go over in a short segment.
Well, I certainly understand that. Well, let me ask you this question. The fact that President Trump, Donald Trump, came out of nowhere when it comes to politics, and he was to beat a seasoned, well-seasoned and oiled machine like the Clinton machine, as well as the Democrat Party. Should that give us all hope here in the United States that there are still people out there who might have realized what was going on, or maybe not totally understood what may the path that you believe we're going down, but certainly realize that something's not right? Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I've said before, and that there, I believe there's a great awakening taking place in the human spirit all over the world, particularly here in America, but all over the world. And again, it's no accident that Trump has arrived on the scene. And I think, as Trump said in the RNC, in his speech at the convention, he said four words that really, really resonated. He said, "I am your voice." And that is very powerful, because the 63 million of us have not had a voice for a very, very long time.
Right. And I'm hoping that people are realizing, or again, as I stated before, they just knew, they felt uncomfortable. They knew something wasn't right. And I don't know, I could be wrong. It could be they just didn't like Hillary. They didn't like, you know, her personality, her policies, her whatever. Or I'm actually hoping it's something more, that they're starting to realize that something's just not right. And that's what many of us on the talk radio show business, in the talk radio show business, certainly on the conservative side, are trying to get across. Something's not right. I've been telling my listeners that that's the only job in the world that you can work and work at for decades and talk about an issue for decades and do nothing to really solve it. And now that Trump's coming in and hopefully wanting to try to solve these issues, he's hitting these brick walls. Because do they really want these issues solved? Do they believe it's unsolvable? I don't know. Are these issues that we are you're concerned of and many Americans concerned of solvable in your idea?
They absolutely are. And I believe we have a good president in the position to try and take this on. The problem is, and I mentioned this right in the beginning of the book, happy days aren't here again just because Trump got elected. The battle has really just begun, as we're starting to see unfold on the streets of America today, and certainly behind the scenes, because the globalists and the ruling elite, they still have their fingers on the trigger and the control mechanisms of the world. And even though Trump has a lot of power as president, as you've mentioned, he's running into a lot of brick walls. In terms of getting the wall built and getting Obamacare repealed and replaced, so there are challenges,
right?
Significant challenges.
And as I said, maybe he didn't know the swamp was as bad as this swamp is. I'm going to take a quick break. Spend a few more minutes with John right after this. You're listening to Live with Rink,
95.3 WBCK.